فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushvaqt. Please stay tuned.
صلوات الله سلام علیه اشاره کردن به این حقوق کم از افرادی که حقی از حقوق رو ضایع نکرده باشند.
Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth Shiite Imam, mentions the rights that humans should regard towards Allah the Almighty, themselves and each other. He also mentions the fact that there are only a few people in each community who have not oppressed anyone's rights. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam advises us on compensating for the oppressed rights in this world rather than leaving it for the hereafter. According to Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, there is time and chance in this world for compensation, and it is, of course, much easier to return the oppressed rights in this world. Imam believes that if we do not return the rights we have wasted in this world, making them up in the hereafter will be much more difficult. There are notes by Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam in his supplication collection about regarding the rights. We can use these guidelines and advices in our life. Another issue, which is mentioned by Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, which stems from the communicative life, is envy. People become jealous about each other when live together and see what things they may lack and others have. Sometimes it happens that someone hopes others to be deprived of their blessings simply because he does not have them.
محشوری علی ظروب منو محشور کن که نتونم خلاف قانون و گناهی مرتکب بشم.
In phrases of Imam As-Sajjad's supplication, we read about asking God to stop us from committing sins and to put obstacles in our way. This is because we are in many occasions ready to commit sins, but things happen and stop us from doing them. So we see that Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam asked God to keep him away from forbidden deeds. Imam also asks God to stop him from breaking the laws. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam here also talks about finding courage to continue committing sins. If we keep committing small sins, this will give us a false courage to commit bigger sins indeed. So one of the threats for God's servants is to insist on committing small sins and gradually become a permanent sinner. So Imam asks God to help him not to find the courage for committing sins. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam continues and asks God to give him the passion to love Allah because this will help him to stay away from sins. If we like someone, we try our best not to do anything against him or against his will. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam eventually asks God to help him to follow the divine instructions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushbakht. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care, and goodbye.